taking care of Milwaukee's homeowners, one leaky pipe at a time. Here's more of The Fix-It Show with Mr. Fix-It Tom Faza on 620 WTMJ.
So one Milwaukee man claims he's dined at almost every restaurant in the city. That may be his obsession. What's yours? Bruce Stevens takes your calls as he sits in for Brian Noonan today at 4:43. Paul Burlington, thanks for waiting. You're on WTMJ. Welcome.
Good morning, gentlemen. Hey. I've got a sugar maple tree that's next to my driveway, and it's buckling it. And I've been told that if I have it repaved, either blacktop or cement, that it will kill the tree.
I'm not sure if it'll kill the tree or not. It depends on how deep that tree root is below the driveway. Is it a concrete driveway now?
Right now, the approach is concrete, and I've been trying to figure out which way to go with it, either going with concrete or with blacktop. But the roots are right underneath the concrete, and it's buckling it. And I've taken one section, I looked through it, and I see it. It's right on top of the ground, right next to the concrete.
Okay. If that were to be replaced with asphalt, you'd need to have a good gravel base underneath the asphalt, so you would have to go down at least another, the thickness of the asphalt on a driveway should be at least 2.5 inches, possibly 3 if it's in the approach. And then you're going to want to go down another 10 or 12 inches with the gravel to make sure it's got some good support. At that point, I think you'd definitely be into the tree root. Concrete is a very rigid product. It doesn't need the gravel underneath it to support it. So, you know, you wouldn't have to go down as deep to put the concrete over. But a sugar maple root is going to swell quite a bit, depending on the time of year. You're going to have cracking either way. You might want to talk to a tree guy to see if that root could be removed. You might be able to dig down and just take that root out, and there might be enough there to support the rest of the tree. But I don't know. I'd consult a tree expert for that.
There you go. All right, Paul from Burlington, thank you. So when people say blacktop, that means asphalt?
That's the way we take it.
Okay, good, 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 good. Okay, well, speaking of that, let's go to Mark in Delafield. Hey, Mark, good morning. You're on WTMJ.
Good morning. Listening to you, you've been answering some of my questions along the way. But here's what I've got. I've got a two-car garage. I'm thinking about adding a third stall. So that floor, obviously, is going to be concrete. Then I have an asphalt driveway that's probably it's an older house, but the asphalt driveway was done by about 7 years ago. Might have been done by Wolf. It's pretty thick surface. But, okay, so I guess how do you kind of add a lane and then seam it up next to existing asphalt?
Sure. We actually get this a lot. A homeowner will come in and a new homeowner buy an existing house and want to add a turnaround area for a garage off the side or like you said, expand the garage. We can come in there and dig out that side of the driveway where you want to make the addition and add that asphalt lane in there. You probably will have a bit of a seam, obviously, because it's put in at a different time.
Yeah.
You can crack fill that over time and make sure that you're not going to get any water down in there, and it can last just as long as the rest of the driveway. It's okay. Really not a problem to add that on.
Okay, you folks don't do the concrete slab for the garage, do you also, or is it more, you folks do all asphalt?
We just do the asphalt, correct.
Okay, correct. Okay. All right, great. That pretty much answers my question. Thanks
cool.
much.
Sure, thanks, Mark. So back in the day, was it Grandpa Wolf that started?
Yeah, it was.
So, okay, why did he go asphalt and blacktop and not concrete? Because the Italian guys had concrete?
Ironically enough, he didn't even
I love history.
Asphalt.
Okay.
He started back out in the Oconomowoc area as mainly a gravel company, started some quarries and gravel pits, started producing aggregates, actually got into bridge building a little bit, worked on a lot of the subdivisions around Waukesha back in the 40s and 50s when they were just taking off. In fact, if you go into Waukesha now, there's a section which I consider an old section of town with all concrete roads, and there's three of the roads in there named after my dad, his brother, and his sister. But he was into concrete a little bit way back then in the 40s and 50s. I think it was my dad that got into the asphalt more, and I think that was to keep the two of them from butting heads too much.
Nice.
We probably really took off in the asphalt in the 70s.
Gotcha. So, okay. Yeah. Wolf Paving, is, as we're talking, is a third generation. So it was grandpa, it was your pop, and then...
Yeah, but now it's my brother and I.
Brad, you're project manager out that neck of the woods, so you make sure things go smooth.
Yep.
And if folks want lots of information, I understand you have a great website. That's wolfpaving.com.
Correct. Wolfpaving.com. There's a ton of information on there. We've got a lot of videos on there. We do a lot of blog posts on there. Pretty much anything, any questions you would have, I would go to our website first, and odds are we've probably addressed it, and you could find all your information there, do all your research there.